Good morning. A mostly cloudy and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England as clear skies last evening gave way to increasing clouds overnight, as the next in a series of disturbances will be moving through the region over the next 24 hours. Just like its predecessors, this disturbance will be rather moisture-starved, although will generate plenty of clouds and scattered to occasional snow showers that could coat the ground in a few spots during the day today. The best chance for any accumulating snow will be across the higher terrain, and once again in the snow belts, particularly downwind of Lake Ontario, in the western Adirondacks and Tug Hill area, where several more inches of snow will accumulate. Otherwise, we'll look for mostly cloudy skies and a breeze, with temperatures reaching into the lower to mid-30s on average for daytime highs. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, with additional snow showers in the lake-favored areas as lows stay in the 20s. On Friday, this disturbance will continue to move through with scattered snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. It'll turn rather breezy in the afternoon, with colder air flowing in, but not before highs reach back into the middle and upper 30s. That colder air will sweep in on Friday night, and some of the coldest air of the season will be with us for the upcoming weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be windy and quite cold on Saturday, lower 20s with wind chills closer to zero, less wind on Sunday and more sunshine, but still only in the upper teens and lower 20s. On Monday, a storm system will emerge out of the deep south and head in our direction. Right now, the latest computer models are showing this system shearing off to our south with the chance of some light snow by the end of the day Monday into Monday night and Tuesday morning. The best chance of accumulating snow looks to be closer to the immediate coast, with high temperatures in interior New York and New England in the middle and upper 20s. We'll dry it out completely behind this system on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures staying in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system off the Baja coast will continue to produce rain over the desert southwest, but begin to weaken and then eventually dissipate during the day. Meanwhile, a cold front will track across the plains and Mississippi Valley before arriving in the southeast tomorrow. This front, along with another boundary draped across the Gulf, will produce rain over the deep south on Thursday and Friday. Between 1 and 3 inches of rain is expected from eastern Texas to southern Alabama. And a stationary front across much of the Northwest will help generate measurable snow across the mountains of the Northern Rockies, the Cascades, and Sierra through tomorrow. Some freezing rain may fall over parts of north central Oregon and south central Washington. The associated area of low pressure will strengthen and descend over the Great Basin late on Friday as it continues to spread snow over the central and southern Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 1 degree, with a west wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 8 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 16 degrees, the dew point 10, 77% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.82 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 79 degrees at Gaviota, California, to a low of 21 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, lower 40s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 30 degrees, the low 14, the average temperature 22, that's right on normal for this time of year. 0.2 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 0.3 of an inch of snow now, 5.4 inches for the month, and 32.8 inches for the season, which is 4.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14, the record high 61 set in 2006, and the record low 18 below zero in 1994. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:54 p.m., 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with occasional snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with snow showers today, heavier squalls in the snow belts with highs in the lower 30s. More snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers, lower to mid 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold Saturday, lower 20s. Mostly sunny, lower 20s on Sunday. Increasing clouds with a chance of late day snow showers on Monday in the mid to upper 20s. Chance of snow Tuesday morning, then breezy and cold with some sunshine returning in the afternoon, upper 20s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday with highs in the mid 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.